Chagiga, Paragimel, Mishnah Hay. This Mishnah is a continuation of the dinim that we had in Mishnah Dalid, the Nemonis on different levels of Truma and Tairis and so on. Min Hamoidias Vilifnim. When we talk about Lifnim, we're talking about radiating towards Yerushalayim. Lifnai Vilifnim is all the way in, Mamish Lifnei Hashem. Outward, the perimeter of Yerushalayim, where you still are Shaykh to Yerushalayim, is Ad Moedin. You find this in other places in Mishnah also. The Moedi'is, which is the Gersa over here, L'chor is the same place that we have Moedi'in or Moedi'im. There's different Gersois, but L'chor all the same place. You have L'gabe Sreifas Kochim and L'gabe Korban Pesach and other halachas. Min HaMoedi'is V'lefnim Nemonim Al Klicheres. What this means is, an Amoritz is not Nemon on Tyrus Kalim. They gave a certain amount of Nemonos to Amoratzim at certain times on Kochim, Truma, depending on which time of the year it is, Kimavur Le'il. But on the Kalim themselves, that means Kalim that don't have Kodesh. We learned the Mishnah Dal, there's one case where they do have Nemonis, where there's Yayin or Shemin that's Miyuid for Kochim. For Kochim is Be'ach. Over there they believe that the Kli also because it's a Gnai for Hegdish. But we're not, where it's empty Kalim, they have no Nemonis. But, Minamidiyas V'lifnim, Nemonim Al Kli Cheres. There's a few reasons why they were made by Kli Cheres. One is, again, the point is that a lot of the Kalim were made by Amoratzim. And if there would be recourse to be able to believe an Amoritz, so then there would be a tremendous shortage of Kli Cheres. Kli Cheres, by the way, can't be, if it becomes Tameh, it has to be Nishbar. Also, there's another reason why Kli Cheres were in high demand, is because if they used Kli Cheres for Kochim, there's no way to make Hagolas Kelim to get out the Blias. So it's a possible version of Pashas Sav, Kli Cheres Yishover, because it becomes Noiser. So every time there was a cycle of Kochim, every time our whole Mishpacha went up to bring Karbonis, or Kolshkein, Benoishel Kolshkein, when there was Bismani Yomtiv, when there were thousands and hundreds and millions of Yidden that went to Yerushalayim, there was a tremendous shortage. If you can't buy Kli Cheres from anybody, it's going to create Gzeir Shein Revatzi B'Yochel Lamin Boi Samela at a certain vicinity. The Merchak, by the way, till Moedin is 15 mil. Other Mepharshim say it's not only in the direction of Moedin, it's in every direction around Yerushalayim 15 mil. Some of the Rishonim bring down that in the vicinity of Moedin there were a lot of Oisei, Kli, Kador, there were a lot of potters that were making Kli Cheres, so that's why it's mentioned that way. But that's the point. Over here they were Mekel Mepnei HaTzorich. Min HaMoedias V'Lachutz Ein Nemon. There was no Tzorich and there's no reason to be Nemon. Now it's important to point out that the reasoning that we just gave, that a lot of Yidden are going to Yerushalayim and the Noisor, is more shaykh to Kochim. They were only Mekel. This whole din was a kula to believe Amoratzim on the Tyrus HaKelim insofar as Kochim is concerned, not Lagabi Truma. So we saw in Mishnah Dalet already at Tzad, Bishas HaGitois is only time that you mime them on Truma. The whole year round you can be mime on Lagabi Kochim. It's a kula on Kochim over Truma in Lu'umas, other Mishnais that we had earlier. So here also we have a kula in Hilchus Nemonis of Kochim over Truma. Again, Pnei HaTzorich. One more point that the Rav makes mention of, the Gemara says that there was an extra need in Yerushalayim because they didn't make clay cheres, they made in ovens. So the Oshon would go up and it would pollute the sky of Yerushalayim. Klilas Yoifi, Yerushalayim has to keep its beauty. So in the middle, they didn't make clay cheres, so that would add also to the shortages in the Tzorich, Min HaMedim V'Lefnim. Now the Mishnah adds a detail. What's the context of how much we're maimin? Anybody that's selling Kli Cheres min HaMedim V'Lefnim, what happens if you have Kli Cheres that's made 50 miles away, the other end of Eretz Yisrael, and you have wholesalers that bring it in, they bring in Chamoirim, Gemalim, whole caravans full of Kli Cheres. All of a sudden the Kli Cheres that's produced all over Eretz Yisrael is going to be flooding min HaMedim V'Lefnim, and over there you're going to be maiming everything L'Gabi Tarius, Avadanam. Ketzad, what's the how far does this go? Hakadosh Umoicha Agderos, the one who says I made the Kli Cheres and now I'm selling it, and I was watching it, that should be Nishma B'Taharo. Nichnas Lufnim Min HaMedias, if he comes in Mitoich Min HaMedias V'Lufnim, Hu Hakadosh, only on the fellow himself, on the potter himself, not on anybody who's selling on his behalf. There's no wholesale to retail to a third party. Vehena kdeirois, it has to be those kdeirois, is not Neman on other Kederois that he bought from a different Kado. Same idea. Vehena Loichim, it's only the customers that know that he brought in his Kadara. You can't believe something by hearsay. So Mela, other customers who didn't see it, now they just see a fellow selling Kadara. He could be from the outside, you have no idea where he's from. So Mela over there, and only there, is in Neman. Yotza, once the Kadar himself goes out, even on the Kedorim that he had Tzchayru, he came in Amidim Milifnim, he sold, he made money, he sold whatever he would sell that had Nemon Santayus HaKotchu. As soon as he goes back out in Amidim Milakutz, the Halach is in Nemon. Even on those Kedorim that we already believed him. No, we only believed him B'mokim B'esu B'matzev HaTzarech. Mishnah Vov. Hagaboyin Shenichnesu L'toich HaBayis. Gaboyin are people that work for the government, and they check out how much people have and what people have legabi taxes. They came into the house to make an assessment. The chash is, the people that are working for the government are not the biggest army the chachamim. Amaratzim, touch, and vehementame. We're talking about legabi xeris of tumah v'taira. So they touch, l'chore, then everything in the house should be tame. If they were nichnas l'toch habayis, v'chein, a similar case is ganovim shechziru sakelim. We're talking here about Ganovim. They stole, they walked around, they opened cabinets, and they took out stuff. L'chayra, everything that could be touched should be besafik that it was touched. Everything should be tame. What happens if they were gor marzir as a kelim? They did tshuva, the Gemara says. And they returned the kelim. The case of the Gaboyim also, we're talking about not where they were stamsin. We're talking about where nobody knew that they came in. They are the ones who said that they came in. They come, they give an assessment. And they say, we were in your house last night, and we made a clear listing of all the furniture they have. Oy vey, all the furniture that they touched. Maybe they becheskas, whatever. They have time everything. No. You only know that they came into the house from them. It's what the Gemara calls in Ksuba, a pesha asua, pesha hitu. Since they were the ones who told you that they were there, they're nemon to say they didn't touch. How could you believe them? They're not Nemon, because they're not careful. No. Since they created the problems of Melo with their Nemon, if they say they were careful, they were careful. The Ganovim also, if they're doing tshuva, suggests they came back now, they're creating the evidence in front of us of who touched the kelim in the house. So Melo, the Nemon, loy no Gano, and then you could rely on them. Lagabitum v'tayr. Uyushalayim Nemonim ala koidesh. This din, the Gemara and the Rav brings, is Dafka Klicheres. Again, Klicheres is a tremendous shortage in Shalayim. Tremendous need. Mimel, they waive the regular requirements. So all year round, Amiratzim were Nemon on Tyrus Legabe, the status of Klicheres, all year round in Yerushalayim. The next halacha is a very inspiring halacha. B'shas HaRegel, by Yom Tov time, Amiratzim are Nemon on Tyrus completely. All types of Kelim, Oichel, Mashke, not only Legabe Kotrim, Legabe Truma. The Gemara brings a pasuk where it talks about Klal Yisrael coming Vayosef Kol Ish Yisrael El Ho'ir Ki Ish Echad Chaverim. That when there's an Isuf of Klal Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael gathers as a unit, as a whole body, they're called Chaverim. The Lashon of Chazal, when they talk about who was Makbid on Tumah V'Tayah, they use the Lashon Chaverim and Prushim. So here the Novi, it's a pasuk in Sefer Shoftim, defines Klal Yisrael as Kulam Chaverim B'Sha'as HaRegel. When Klal Yisrael gathers, Vayim Bishurim Melech B'Sasev Rosh Yom Yachad Shifte Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael is uplifted, and we all become Hayidei V'Achdus of all the Klal Yisrael being there. We all have the Din Tamid Chum. Very inspiring. The Pshat is B'Sha'as HaRegel. They took down the barriers and they created Kulam Chaverim. The Stam of the Pasuk is an Asmach. That's what most of the Mefarshim understand. Al Koponim. The point is that Chazal weren't Goyzer Choshe Tumah in the Zman of Isuf HaOv in Yerushalayim. Please may I have